Think a minute. Some time ago, the worst shooting massacre in America's history took place on the campus of Virginia Tech University. A student named Cho Sung-hui went on a shooting spree, killing 32 people, and then himself. Cho was a South Korean who moved to America at age 8. As a child, he was quiet and well-behaved. In school, Cho was very good at math and English. His teachers liked him and told the other students that Cho was a good example to follow. He was seen as a smart boy and was quite popular with the girls. Sadly, this all changed for Cho in middle school and high school, where almost every day he was teased and tormented for being shy and speaking English differently. This teasing and shaming of Cho by the other students got so bad and painful that he finally just refused to speak around other people. Every day, he was alone or bullied by other kids. Finally, Cho's parents took him to a youth club, hoping this might help him. But rich kids there made fun of him, too. In fact, the adult leader of the group noticed that Cho might even be developing mental problems, so he encouraged Cho's parents to take him to a doctor, but they didn't. Cho's aunt, back in Korea, became quite concerned as she heard his parents frequently talk about his older sister, but almost never even mention Cho. Finally, after years of being bullied and abused by other students, Cho became like a wounded, raging bull wanting to kill everyone in his way. It's a simple, sad fact of life. Hurt people hurt people. That is, people who are hurting inside usually react by hurting other people around them. In fact, almost all of our anger is caused by some type of pain. Maybe you're still angry because of the ways you've been hurt or even humiliated in your life. It may have happened years ago, but your pain and hurting has not stopped. You know, if you'll just ask Jesus to come into your heart today and take control of your life, He can start healing your wounds and pain and give you the strength to forgive those people who hurt you. Then you'll finally be free to move forward and start experiencing God's beautiful plan for your life. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.